The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays, 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
We are sitting with in the studio with an absolute, someone I'm so proud to call a colleague, and an absolute icon and a legend. Jazzy, you've made such a difference in this industry and such a difference in people's lives. And we can hear it from everything that's been coming in this afternoon.
The one that got me was in the previous round of voice notes we played. The guy who said, you taught him. And as a result, you've helped his whole life put food on the table for his family. And it's such a thing to give someone a tool that they can use in the rest of their life, man. And you've done this for so many people.
I guess, you know, sometimes when you do what you have to do, you don't realize the impact on the other person. So, yeah, you know, you don't take all these things in. I think when you tune into the right spirit and the right frame of mind, you know, you don't recognize the impact some things have on certain people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, the outreach and stuff that you've done, I think of the project we've done with you in Eersterust that have literally taken someone from not having had a meal to actually having a dignified, like, look forward to their day kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And you did that with no one asking you to. It wasn't an industry thing. It wasn't a thing of being seen. It was just a thing of, I have this platform and I'm going to use it to help other people. And it's like, it's amazing, Jazzy.
Yeah, look, I got to say, big ups to Jacaranda FM. You know, Henny at that time, I could just tell him, you know, we needed to raise funds for this project, and he would just go for it. You know, he gave me the platform and I could use Jacaranda as well as my social media. I think anybody that's on a high stage need to find ways on how they can utilize that to just do good things in the community.
Absolutely. And talking about community and that reminder of where you are from, please welcome to the show Mr. Chetty. He used to be the principal at Laudium Yes. Secondary School. Mr. Chetty, welcome to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Hi, good evening, Robin Ross. Good to be on the show.
Good to have you, sir. Tell us about Jazzy.
Oh, wow. You know, firstly, congratulations to him on reaching this milestone. Mm. We as a community are pretty proud of Jazzy's achievement. And I must say, as a former principal in the local schools in Laudium, Jazzy has been a household name. You know, whenever schools have functions or any celebrations, you just call on Jazzy, and the celebration just takes another turn in terms of festivity. And I must say that Jazzy has really been an iconic household name in Laudium. And at the same time, he's contributed so much to the community. Jazzy comes from a legendary family. He's got such a long tree of family and relatives who are really people we look up to, and then certainly he's made a mark within the family tree as well. And I must say, in my early days, I used to follow Jazzy's dad as a fantastic soccer player. And then, of course, now we follow Jazzy. and just amazing. You know.
Jazzy, how are you feeling?
Yeah, this is a wonderful gentleman. You know, he is a role model in our community as well. Mr. Chetty, thank you very much for that beautiful words. Yeah, my dad was a Sundowns player, Ros. I don't think you guys know that, but my dad played for Sundowns. The good old days, you know. That time the TVs were like really black and white. And
yes.
If you're looking for color, you have to look in your garden.
Jazzy, do you feel when you hear someone like Mr. Chetty, who's so respected in the community, speak with such, like, the Afrikaanse woord is lof. It's like a lof and such a waardering for alles wat jy doen. And I'm so trots op alles wat jy al bereik het.
I think it's mind-blowing. Like I said to you, you know, I'm so fine-tuned in the spirit of where God leads me, that the great things that happens on the side is sometimes not so much recognized. Like I just said to you, you don't know the impact it has on another person. I just think that when you're connected to God, and there's just so many things you can do where it just feels like naturally. Anybody can do this, you know. If you've got a platform, you just open up your heart. That's very simple. I think you'll find it in every human being.
Mr. Chetty, we were talking, you mentioned there Jazzy's dad and the family and so on, and how proud you are of what Jazzy's done for the community. There's something different and something special about getting to celebrate one of your own, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. I must say, you know, when our school had our 50th anniversary, I was so fortunate to have been principal at the time, and I must recall this, we were having a 3-day of celebration, and on the final evening, things were getting a bit on the downside until Jazzy walked into the assembly. Must have been about 6 o'clock, just about this time.
Yeah.
And suddenly the party started, you know, as a principal. I'm pretty young at heart, you know. And when Jazzy comes, there's this dance called the bus stop. I don't know if any of you have heard of
this. Yes.
When Jazzy comes on and he puts on the music he knows we like, and suddenly the whole assembly was full of the kids, the parents, and we were doing a bus stop, you know. And you know, strange enough, I must tell you that at all my two kids' weddings, Karash and Ranjita, at their wedding, my dad's 90th birthday, just not too long ago, the opening song was Jazzy's Lady Soul.
Yeah, it's an iconic piece of South Africana, that song. It really is. Principal Chetty, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. We really appreciate you.
And thank you so much to you, Jacaranda. Your station is brilliant. You guys do such great work. Having people like Jazzy add value to the station over the years and play the music that we all like. Thank you to all of you guys. You run a fantastic show, and we're your followers. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thank you, Mr. Chetty.
Pleasure, sir. Thanks for coming on.
Was that a surprise?
Yeah. Like, baad jylle gaan krap. Baad jylle gaan krap.
Krap producer Owen. Yeah.
What else?
Owen.
What else?
Baie stout, eh?
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.